cruelty. Every day on break, we read the same tired story. Drought and its endless grip on the land. Spindly-legged cows stagger across the newspaper's front page, hides pulled tight over ribs. Keith spends all day packing engine parts I pull from shelves, our voices echoing to one another in the gray warehouse. He says, when it rains, his bad hand tenses up, bone seizing bone, like a tough guy giving it a squeeze. At night, he's a bouncer at Desperado's, and he tells again the time he swung at the junkie who bent and gave him his skull, pushing Keith's knuckles back to his wrist. In August, his girlfriend will go into labor with their child, but for now, it's just heat so thick, we take breaks every hour, drink Gatorade from the company cooler, and stare down at the newspaper, its cows swarming the empty trough. Yesterday, the heat squeezed a girl to death as she waited in the car for her mother, and now everyone wants to know the difference between murder and carelessness. Everyone looks up when they step outside, searching for what the sky withholds. I keep waiting for the dark clouds to knit together as the darkness in Keith's hand contracts inward, spilling whatever box he's holding, bringing his good hand to the bad, one half of the self trying to soothe the other, and he's waiting for the moment of birth when his girlfriend clenches that same wrecked paw and pushes into life their daughter, already screaming for something no one in the world can give her.